Spanish.
Burros.
Uh-huh. And you'd straighten your hair using the comb and the
brush.
And if you were going to use that, you'd say you were going to
brush.
Okay. And you sharpen a straight razor on a leather
strap.
What about sharpening a small knife? You'd use a
file.
Or a little rock or stone.
Grinder.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of whet rock or whetstone?
No.
And something that turns around, you could sharpen a big tool on.
Grinder.
That's a grinder?
I think that's... No. I know what it is in Spanish, but I wouldn't know. Esmeril. Something
uh-huh.
that goes... it's a big stone.
Uh-huh.
And it goes... Esmeril.
Uh-huh. You call it a grinder, huh?
Uh-huh.
What about something you carry coal in? You call that a...
Coal bucket?
And the thing that runs from the stove to the chimney.
Pipe.
Mm-hmm. What does the pipe fit into? Do you ever hear of a flue?
No.
And if you wanted to move bricks or something heavy like that, the thing you could use to move them in, it's got one wheel in the front, two handles.
Wheelbarrow.
Huh?
Wheelbarrow.
And the thing that people drive nowadays.
Cars.
Any other name for that?
Vans.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same?
Well, it's a vehicle,
mm-hmm.
but Vans is, I've heard that name too.
Mm-hmm. And something was squeaking to lubricate it. You'd say you had to... Like what you could do to your car, you say?
Grease it.
Okay, yesterday I...
Greased.
Huh?
Greased.
Okay. And if grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all...
Greasy.
And if your door was squeaking, you could put a few drops of...
Oil.
And what do people used to burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
Any other name for that?
Coal oil.
Did you ever see anyone make a lamp using a rag and a bottle?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How would they do that?
Well, they put it in a tin can and they put a rag, put the kerosene and make a hole, you know, in the, just any can, and then they just light that.
Mm-hmm. What would they call that?
I don't recall.
Do you hear a name for it in either Spanish or English?
Mechón, in Spanish, it's called mechón.
M-E-C-H-O-N. Uh-huh.
Mechón. Sometimes people would braid, take some rags, you know, and braid them.
Uh-huh.
And tie them, or sew them around some way so they'd stay together.
When would they use this?
I remember people using them at... dances, you know, and like in a barn dance.
Uh-huh.
They really would smoke so much, you know, that sometimes people couldn't stand it, but if they'd use them outside, it wasn't as bad.
What?
They'd put a pole, you know, and then they'd hang it up in the pole,
mm-hmm.
just high enough so that it would light the whole place.
They used to have dances a lot when you were young?
Yes.
What's
on the door, just in the patio, you know,
uh-huh.
in the dirt there. And then later on, they build this big saloons, they call them.
Mm-hmm.
With seats all, with benches all around.